Chapter 23 The Jolly Gaff. The 20th century urban dweller's attitude of fear, or indifference to a crime in progress, would have astounded the Victorians. In those days, any person being robbed or mugged immediately raised a hue and cry, and the victim both expected and got an immediate response from law-abiding citizens around him, who joined in the fray with alacrity in an attempt to catch the bolting villain. Even ladies of breeding were known upon occasion to participate in a fracas with enthusiasm. There were several reasons for the willingness of the populace to get involved in a crime. In the first place, an organised police force was still relatively new. London's Metropolitan Police was the best in England, but it was only 25 years old, and people did not yet believe that crime was something for the police to take care of. Second, firearms were rare and remain so to the present day in England. There was little likelihood of a bystander stopping a charge by pursuing a thief. And finally, the majority of criminals were children, often extremely young children, and adults were not hesitant to go after them. In any case, an adept thief took great care to conduct his business undetected, for if any alarm was raised, the chances were that he would be caught. For this very reason, thieves often worked in gangs, with several members acting as stalls to create confusion and any alarm. Criminals of the day also utilised the fracas, a staged event, to cover illegal activities, and this manoeuvre was known as a jolly gaff. A good jolly gaff required careful planning and timing, for it was, as the name implied, a form of theatre. On the morning of January the 9th, 1855, Pierce looked round the cavernous, echoing interior of the London Bridge Station and saw that all his players were in position. Pierce himself would perform the most crucial role, that of the beefer. He was dressed as a traveller, as was Miss Miriam alongside him. She would be the plant. A few yards distant was the culprit, a chavvy 9-year-old, scruffy and noticeably, should anyone care to observe it, too noticeably, out of place among the crowd of first-class passengers.